Let us pray. May the words of my mouth and the meditations of our hearts be acceptable to you, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. Just a couple of words from here, and then I'm going to come down there and tell you a story. John and 1 John today talk about prayer and testimony. The prayer and the testimony are about the support that Jesus gives the disciples and the challenges that are given to us in fellowship. The other part I want you to hear is that God's protecting. Jesus asks for God's protection for all of us, for the disciples, but for all of us. And it's not saying that we're going to have easy lives, because that's not, Jesus knows that our lives are not going to be easy. But it's God's protection in our lives that we might not get trapped in evil. So prayer, God's protection in our lives, even though they won't be easy lives, they will be our lives, and that our lives won't get trapped in evil, and the testimony of all that entails. So when I was born, my dad was in seminary, and we lived in St. Louis, Missouri, and my two great aunts, Great Aunt Edith and Great Aunt Merchie, they were my grandmother's sisters. There were 12 of them. Great Aunt Edith was the oldest sibling, and Aunt Merchie was one of the twins. Neither one had gotten married, and they lived with my great-grandparents, of which I don't remember much of my great-grandpa, but I do remember my great-grandma. She was about, I was in first or second grade when she died at 100. But my Aunt Edith and my Aunt Merchie in the very early 1960s made that trek from Ohio to St. Louis to see my twin and I be baptized. I was baptized at Carondelet United Church of Christ, where my dad was the student pastor, by his supervising pastor, Frank Nagy. I later heard that name, Frank Nagy, because it was the uncle of one of my seminary classmates. I tell you that because today is a day where I remember those who have nurtured me. And my great Aunt Edith and my great Aunt Merchie and my great grandma and my grandma and all those other aunts and uncles, because we knew them all. They nurtured me from the time I was very little. When I sat around my great-grandma's knee, she would tell us stories. I can still see her. Aunt Merchie and Aunt Edith lived with her, and we were always welcome. It didn't matter that we were young little girls. We would go many times during the week, but especially on Sundays. We would go after church, and we would spend time at great-grandma's house in Upper Sandusky. All the family gathered together. So much so that when we had a birthday one year, you see, I think my mom was probably one of the favorite nieces because she was there and came around. But my twin and I had a birthday one year, and we had three cakes that year because they hadn't talked about who was going to make us a birthday cake. Well, the next year came around and there were no cakes because they hadn't talked about who was going to make us a birthday cake. So we had pie. Because Aunt Edith always made pie. You see, I was nurtured in the faith, in love, from the time I was born. By my family, by my church family, and by the friends that gathered around us. I knew from an early day that God loved me. Loved me no matter what. I knew that because my great grandparents, but especially the matriarchs of my family, showed me that. They taught me that from the time I was so very young that I didn't know it. And you know what? It didn't stop. Even when we moved farther away, even when my great aunts and uncles died. We were there. I can remember my great aunt Edith's memorial service. It was in the midst of a huge, huge snowstorm. You remember? The boys were young, but not super young, and we went out to the Mud Church. That's Emmanuel United Church of Christ outside of Upper Sandusky. It was called the Mud Church because it was the first church was built out of mud and bricks. And so we went out to the Mud Church in the midst of this snowstorm, and there was a lot of snow on the ground. And we had this wonderful celebration of my aunt's life. And then we got in our cars, and we drove behind the snowplow to get to the cemetery, where we laid Aunt Edith into the ground next to her parents and her siblings. You see, when I go to see my mom at the cemetery, her family is gathered there, because they are in the Castanion area outside of Upper Sandusky in this cemetery where the family gathers. Didn't mean my life was going to be easy, but I knew that I would be protected through these people and through God from the evil that we sometimes get trapped in. It is so hard to do the right thing at times. But when you're nurtured by God and by your family and by friends, people who support you no matter who you are, people that call you by name, blood relatives or not blood relatives, people that call you by name and love you no matter what you've done, have nurtured you, and help you do the right thing in the midst of the evil that sometimes surrounds us. Because you see, God didn't say, I'm going to keep you, I'm going to not let you have, I want you to have an easy life. No, God didn't say that. God said, through Jesus, that I am going to be there. Yeah, life is going to be hard at times because we're human, because we live in a world where things and challenges happen so much. But God said, I'm going to protect you and hold you through all of that. You each have your own testimony of your faith. Mine started when I was so very, very young. And what a day to remember that. But on this day of Festival of a Christian Home, the day where we honor those who have nurtured us, no matter what sex they are, the folks that have nurtured us. Just so happens that my mom's family was a matriarchal family. My dad's family also nurtured me. They came also to that baptism, my grandmother and my grandfather. They came out farmers who hadn't traveled very far, and they came from Ohio to St. Louis to participate and to be there for these very young parents who were surprised with two little girls as opposed to one. While my dad was still in seminary and had a year to go in that. They didn't have much, but they had love. And that's what God is teaching us. The love, that unconditional love of nurture and hope and grace. So I hope today that you will think about your life, your testimony, as 1 John says, and remember that God protects us. Even though our lives aren't easy, God protects us from the evil that surrounds us when we open ourselves up and feel God's love. Thanks be to God that we can do that. Amen.